It was July 9, 2001. We'd gone away for the weekend to the Blue Mountains in Sydney. And on the way home, early on the Monday morning, we hit black ice and the car rolled. And on the second roll, the roof caved in and hit me on the back of my neck and instantly severed my spinal cord, leaving me a quadriplegic, paralyzed from the chest down and with completely paralyzed hands. And I looked down at my legs and I could see the way they were positioned. I knew instantly I'd never walk again. But my arms, I just thought they were broken. I could see all this chaos going on around me. Robert was outside flagging down a truck and a helicopter was landing in the middle of the road to airlift me to hospital where I would spend the next year. And all I could think about with all that chaos that was going on around me, the only thought in my mind was whether or not I'd be able to carry a child. For me, it was like everything went into slow motion. I wasn't even worried about the fact that I knew I wasn't going to walk again. I was just, all I could think about was, will I be able to have this baby that I wanted so much? And when I got to hospital, unfortunately for me, my lungs collapsed and I had to have an emergency tracheotomy and I was put into an induced coma and on life support. And for a very long time, I wasn't able to speak. And when I was able finally to speak, my first question for my doctor was whether or not I'd be able to carry a child. And I was told no, because of my high level of injury and because of my pre-existing fertility issues. I was still on a collision course for pregnancy. I just would not give up. I was like a dog with a bone, and thank God my husband supported me. We had 8 years of IVF, so it was injections. Rob would inject me every night so that I could get to a point where I could produce a bunch of eggs, and then I'd go into hospital and they would harvest those eggs, and then I'd go back to hospital sometime later where I think we had a total of 15 embryos. So I had, you know, a substantial amount of transfers or pregnancies. Some took, and I was pregnant, and I lost my babies at, I think, 10 or 11 weeks. It was horrendous going through that process of injections. We were trying to come to terms with quadriplegia and everything I'd lost, my career, and this roller coaster of emotions. I look back now and I just don't know how we did it. We just wanted this child so much, and I really did not want to give up. For Robert and I, we had to have a sense of humour and a lot of love and support. I can remember going in there when they would either harvest eggs or insert embryos, and I had my mum there holding my hand on one side and Robert on the other side, and you sort of, you know, you lie there and you get these little embryos put inside and they give you photographs of them, and you just hang on to those little photographs, and I've still got them, and I've got them tucked away in a little drawer, and there's some teddy bears up in the attic, you know, because for every baby that I carried, my sister would give me a little teddy bear or some little gift for that baby in the hope that it would stay with me, but they weren't meant to. So it was very emotional and very, very hard to get that far and then to be told, yes, you're pregnant. And then within that first trimester to lose them, despite the fact that you would, you know, do everything in your power. I was afraid to move, and that sounds odd for someone that's paralyzed, but, you know, I would have happily just stayed in bed. You know, Robert and I, we were just so committed that we didn't know how we were going to do it, but we were just going to do it. After I'd gone through 15 embryos and all those miscarriages, I remember the last miscarriage I had here in Queensland, and it was November 2005. And Robert took me away for a weekend to try and help me forget. And you just can't, you know, that sort of problem follows you no matter where you go. And I remember waking up in the morning and my milk came in, and I was just covered in breast milk and no baby. And it was just devastating. And little did I know that February, a few months later, that I would fall pregnant naturally. after all that time. The irony of it is that because I am catheterized, I have a leg bag, obviously, which connects to my bladder. So Robert found out I was pregnant before I did, because he had disconnected the overnight bag and taken it to the bathroom and emptied. Because we've been trying for a child for so long, I had actually missed the fact that my period was late, but Robert hadn't. And he did the test and he knew I was pregnant before I did. And he came into this room and I can still see myself in bed, Rob looking at me and saying, "You're pregnant." And I just remember looking at him going, "You're crazy." And he said, "No, you are pregnant. You're really pregnant." And I think we both just cried, because that was the first time that we'd ever achieved pregnancy without the assistance of so many doctors. I was terrified. I was worried that my baby was going to be born with huge anxieties, because I was so frightened every single time we had to go for a scan. I would almost have panic attacks, because every time I lost a baby before, we always found out at the scan. They'd go and the heartbeat had stopped. So every time throughout this whole pregnancy that we had to go for a scan, I would be riddled with anxiety that we were going to go in there and they were going to put the heart monitor on and there'd be no heartbeat. It's still overwhelming, because I had to spend 5 months in bed to carry Darcy to get to 37 weeks. There was a big risk. I had 3 obstetricians and they were very worried that I would go into labour and not know it. But even though I'm paralysed, my skin is like the pastry and the inside I'm like the sausage roll. So I could still feel Darcy. Not everything, but I could still feel when he would move. I would get a sensation of tingles all over. I'm showing my age now, but we were allowed to bring music into the delivery. It was a cast of thousands. I think there was a dozen people in the theatre. There was 3 obstetricians and a doctor just for Darcy, and there was a staff of 12. And we had Simply Red's Falling from the Stars playing, because he was the gift from heaven to us. He was our miracle and still is. And every day being his mum is just, you know, it's the greatest job in the world.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I treasure every moment of it. I'm so blessed.
Tell me, what was your favourite bit about it?
My favourite bit was probably just creating an army of little toilet roll monsters.
Whole army. It was pretty good though, wasn't it, with the pipe cleaners and the...
I always think women, we're masters. We manage to change every day. And look what we do. We give birth to a child and we help them grow and we help them change and develop into what they need to be to cope with the changing world that they're going to live in. That's a huge job. You know, and to do it from the point of view of a quadriplegic, it's pretty challenging. But it's made me very resilient, and I'm certain it's made Darcy resilient. That's the one gift that I have given him that perhaps I couldn't have given him as well as an able-bodied parent.